Waterloo Radio.
All right, welcome to the Mono A Mono Show here on Sound FM 100.3. Mono A Mono!
Broadcasting to you live atop someplace in Waterloo on 142 Waterloo Street in Waterloo, Ontario, Canada.
That's right, we will be here until September 30th when we get our... And the whole reason why we're doing this is for presents. We're moving right into the brand spanking uptown Waterloo region.
Wow, you're pretty confident in that.
Yeah,
I'm
that's right.
It'll you know, just increase our presence, increase our visibility in the community.
That's right.
I think it's great. I've got some. We've brainstormed. We've got some plans for the station. We've got to run things past the board of directors and whatnot. But I think
we still need to do that.
Oh yeah.
Oh okay.
Yeah. Because you know this is a co-op. We have to make decisions together for the
that's right for the you know, good
for
of
the,
everyone
for the good of the whole.
Well, we've got a special show, and if you've been listening to the Mono A Mono Show thus far, you heard a whole bunch of past feature bands that are playing this weekend at the Koi Music Festival.
Correct. And now if you're new to the Mono A Mono Show, welcome, first of all. And secondly, the way this show works is we have a theme each week. We each pick four songs. We battle it out in the Mono A Mono Thunderdome. And then at the end of the show, you go to www.monoamonoradio.com and you vote for which DJ selections you like best. But you know who's the big winner in this battle, Steel?
The listeners.
The listeners and Koi Music Festival.
Well, the listeners for getting to hear all this good music, I think.
Oh, for sure. But secondly, Koi
and
Music
to
Festival.
To so hear that, you talk.
Well, and to hear the dulcet tones of your voice as well. What's unfortunate for our listeners is that you don't get to look into the, you know, bask in the glory of these baby blues over here.
Wow.
I'm lucky in that respect.
But as you were saying, the Koi Music Festival.
Yes.
Coming up this weekend. We're going to get through. Now, one of the stipulations was we're choosing bands that were not past features. So
correct.
We're getting to even, in less than an hour, we're getting to eight more great songs that you will hear this weekend at the Koi Music Festival.
Likely. We would hope that these songs would be included in their set lists.
I'm assuming.
But you're going to hear from these bands anyways. Now, you had the opportunity and the pleasure of sitting down with one of the organizers of Koi Music Festival.
That's right. I had a quick little phone interview there. I chatted up Corey Crossman from the Koi Music Festival and had the chance to ask him a couple questions about it. And so we'll get to that right before we play these songs right here.
Sounds good.
All right, I get right into it right here.
Okay,
so,
let's do it.
This is Corey Crossman, organizer of the Koi Music Festival, right here on Sound FM 100.3, Mono A Mono. You're probably pretty busy right now, right, these days, with it leading up, huh?
A little hectic, yeah.
All right. Well, first of all, I just got to say that the lineup looks awesome, and you must be pretty happy with like the selection of bands and everything that are performing this coming weekend.
Yeah, we're really stoked with the lineup. I think it's our strongest one yet.
How long has the Koi Music Festival been going on? Is it 3 years?
Yeah, this is our third year we've been doing it. First year we started with a couple less venues, but we had about 140 bands, so now we've expanded to 10 indoor venues, one outdoor stage, and this is our third year, so it's going to be a good one.
Yeah, it seems like it keeps getting bigger and bigger, and it's like all I'm reading about on Twitter is everyone's talking about the Koi Music Festival coming up, and bands that are playing are talking about it and things like that.
Yeah, we get a lot of good support from a lot of the artists that play. A lot of them sort of from the DIY scene, so they sort of they get what it's all about, so they've been great helping us promote it. Can't ask for better bands.
Yeah, and you've kind of talked about how you're showcasing some of the local talent and things like that. How did you get so heavily involved in the local music scene?
Well, Kurt and I have both played in bands for years and been a part of the scene. We've been doing shows for God, years now. First show I ever did was 16 years old, so about 12 years ago.
Okay.
So we've been involved with the music scene for a long time, and it's always sort of been difficult for bands to get out of their basement and have somewhere to play.
Yeah.
Not just play, but to have decent sound and a decent crowd, too. So that's sort of been a big emphasis for us with the festival, is to get people out to see local music.
Cool. Well, another thing that I kind of find neat about the festival as well, just recently I saw a show at the Cafe Pyrus.
Oh, yeah.
And it's a really cool spot. What's neat about the festival, it kind of not only lets people know about local bands and different bands, it also is kind of showcasing the local businesses as well.
Yeah, and that was a major sort of emphasis with the whole festival, was to not only showcase local talent, but showcase local shops and merchants. We have a screen printing business called Civilian Printing that's downtown Kitchener. We've been here for 5 years, absolutely love it. And we just sort of get tired of listening to the rap that a lot of people give downtown Kitchener. It's a great place to be, and we just want to show people it. So we want people to come down here and experience what we experience every day and the awesomeness that is downtown Kitchener.
Cool, yeah. And this year it seems, so this year it's expanding even in its 3 days.
Yeah, this year it's the third year and we're going to 3 days. So we're kicking off with a free outdoor concert featuring Ill Scarlet, Fireworks, Wayfarer, and we got a couple other bands as well. But yeah, that's the Friday night. The Saturday is going to be the traditional 150-band festival. And then Sunday we've teamed up with Grand River Film Festival and Chrysalid's Theater to offer a couple movie screenings.
Cool. So it's like focusing on almost all the arts now, which is kind of a really cool concept.
It's, you know, the way that we sort of looked at it is we want to sort of keep people down here for the weekend. We want people to come from out of town, and we've sort of heard that it's tough to come for the one day. People sort of want to make it a weekend event. So now we have the Friday to come check things out, the Saturday with all the bands to wander around town, you know, grab some food at a cool restaurant, check out some new bands you've never heard of, and then Sunday you can just relax and kick back and watch a couple movies. So it's a full weekend this year, and it's going to be very cool.
It's really awesome. And huge bands, like we were saying, Ill Scarlet, a free concert on the Friday, and then there's Silverstein, Gob, John K. Sampson, and more. We were talking about kind of local bands coming out of their basement. Is there a hidden local gem that you think people should check out?
There's quite a few. We got this guy who won the Arc Battle to be on the main stage this year. Reaching Vista's also on the main stage. Exalt, who just recently got signed, I believe it's Distort, they just got signed too. So they've sort of blown up in the last couple of years. We've got great bands like Soundglyphics, Cobra Hawks, Unlimited. I'm going to get in trouble for not listing everyone I should here, but
no,
tons of great local bands. Teen Violence will be playing on the Friday night. Wayfarer will be playing on the Friday night as well. And there's absolutely tons of great bands that you need to check out this year.
Yeah, and I mean, it's almost so, there's so many that you got to plan ahead. And for people listening, that they got to check out your website. It's got on there.
Yeah, koimusicfestival.com. It's got the whole lineup.
The whole bands that are there, and you can even kind of go through and see the times that they're playing and what at what location. And
we also have an app this year that's available for Android, BlackBerry, and iPhone.
Oh, cool.
Which is downloadable from the website at koimusicfestival.com, just on the left-hand side there. So yeah, grab that and walk around. It's got a map.
That's awesome.
Sort of walk around, find your way around town, and have a list of all the bands that are playing.
Awesome.
Yeah.
Okay, well, I really look forward to this weekend. It should be awesome.
Yeah, it's going to be a great time. So make sure everyone's down here first thing Friday as we kick things off at 6 p.m. on Friday night.
Awesome. Okay, I don't want to sway the battle too much with all these bands you're giving me, but it was good talking to you, and I'll see you this Friday.
Yeah, thanks for your time.
All right, thank you.
Bye.
Bye. All right, there it is.
There it was. That was a great interview, Steel.
Thank you. You know,
well done. Some pointed questions, some very, relevant questions I found you asked.
And yeah, he got to some of the good bands and like some of the local bands, which is always good to go out and see local bands.
Oh, for sure.
That.
Yeah. And, you know, just it's very cool. As you said, the concept of it is just, you know, focusing on all the different arts. and not only focusing on different local bands and bringing in, you know, bigger acts from other cities and other countries too, but also focusing, you know, like Corey said, keeping people downtown, keeping people around the cool shops and whatnot that are in downtown Kitchener. Because he's right, downtown Kitchener does get a bad rap, I think, from, you know, years ago. But you know, there's some really cool spots.
I think it's pretty nice down there.
Yeah, it's great now. Like they've done a lot of work to kind of improve the image, and it looks great down there. And there's a lot of cool spots to check out. So, you know, check it out Friday, 6 o'clock, and plan to stay until Sunday.
That's right. Well, let's rock, scissor, paper it up here to see who goes first, okay. And then we'll start this battle off.
Sounds good.
1, 2, 3, paper!
I'm going to defer.
All right. I got a great band to start it off. Now,
okay.
When I heard Gob was playing, I thought, man, this takes me back.
Yeah.
Gob. Like, and so anyways, one of their songs that I remember listening to a lot was I Hear You Calling. Huh?
Yeah.
That takes me back. So anyways, they're playing Saturday on the main stage at 9 o'clock. Main stage. I'm going to get into it right here. This is I Hear You Calling right here on Sound FM 100.3. Mono a Mono! Right, there it is, some Gob, I Hear You Calling. That freaking awesome track right there.
Oh yeah, you're right. And as soon as you said, or as soon as we started listening to that song, I was like, oh yeah, this takes me back, we're back. Ah!
Damn right.
Yeah, it's a good track. Good pick there, Steel.
Starting off the battle strong. What do you got to follow that one up?
Well, okay. So, you know the show that's on before us? Straight Out of the Pit Punk Rock Radio?
That's right.
Well, they introduced me to a band, a local band.
Okay, yeah.
That I quite enjoy. And I believe they even had them, they may have had them on air to do an interview with these guys.
You know
guys.
What? I think they did.
Yeah.
That's right.
So the and Corey mentioned these guys in the interview. The band I'm speaking about is the Cobra Hawks.
Oh, nice. Yeah.
Yeah. So I believe Straight Out of the Pit has featured these guys a bunch of times. I really like their sound. Oh, I forgot to check when they're playing. Why don't I'll tell you when we come back. How about that? Deal, Mano Amigos? Deal. So yeah, I'm going to play their song, Taste My Rock and Roll.
Nice.
Oh, yeah. Oh, there's one other thing I wanted to say. Oh, and there's another band playing at Koi Music Festival called the Thunderhawks. And I'm wondering if the Thunderhawks are going to fight the Cobra Hawks.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
I didn't see that.
It'll be like West Side Story.
I also saw there's...
When you're a Cobra Hawk, you're a hawk.
There's the Oregon Thieves.
You're a Thunderhawk. Yeah.
There's the Oregon Thieves and the Gentleman Thieves.
They might fight, too.
Yeah.
I got my money on Chuck, though.
Yeah.
He looks like a badass.
Yeah.
And, like, and Dave looks like he's sneaky, like he'd be like a ninja.
Yeah, could be. I haven't seen the Gentleman Thieves.
Well, he's a...
Who knows?
Yeah, either
have
I.
For all I know, they could be all wrestlers.
Well, Dave Baksh is a friggin' ninja on a guitar. I know that much anyways.
That's true.
Okay, so without further ado, here is Taste My Rock and Roll by the Cobra Hawks here on 100.3 Sound FM. Mono y Mono.
That's it right there.
That was an awesome song.
I'm telling you. Moses Pit plays some good music on Straight Out of the Pit Punk Rock Radio, which is right on before the Mono A Mono show.
Yeah, 6 till 8 p.m. on Tuesdays.
Damn!
For the next three weeks, anyways.
So that's some cold
I am
rocks.
Pumped up now.
Yeah.
Not that I wasn't pumped up before, but...
Well,
taste my rock and roll
there,
Steel.
Good local band there. So where are they playing?
Sorry. I just crossed it out. So I did have this written down. I had actually prepared, but I forgot that I prepared. It's 10 p.m. at Capers.
Ah.
Yeah. 10 okay. p.m. Capers, Saturday. Go see them. Cobra Hawks.
Sound friggin' awesome. Now, another band that... Now, this just so happened to be one that Corey mentioned, but I didn't
pick this just
it
in.
Because of that, the other night I was playing basketball.
It's playing basketball.
And I was talking with just one of the people there. And he was telling me that someone in this band is a relative of his or something like that.
What?
And then I thought, oh, okay. And I've heard of them before. So anyways, I looked it up. They're playing at 7:45 at the main stage. This is part of the free concert on Friday. And I'm talking about the band called Teen Violent. So it's another local Kitchener-Waterloo band. The name's Teen Violence. I'm going to get to one of their songs here, The Only Way in Brackets We'll Stay Together. And I won't rat out the person who is related to him.
Why not?
Well, what if they're embarrassed of each other?
They probably aren't. Who is it?
Aldworth.
Christopher?
Yeah.
Oh, wow. Which guy is he related to?
I don't know.
Huh. Interesting. Well, there you go.
So, anyway, so he said that, and I checked him out, and I quite enjoyed their music.
Mm-hmm.
So, again, 7:45, main stage Friday. Get ready for Ill Scarlet playing. These guys are opening up. This is The Only Way. In brackets, We'll Stay Together.
End bracket.
By Teen Violence, right here on Sound FM 100.3. Mono a mono!
Say what you want, I'm at your knees, beck and call. So take what you want from me while my back's against the wall. The only way we'll stay together, uh-oh.
There it is, some Teen Violence right there on Sound FM 100.3, Mono a Mono with their song, The Only Way, in brackets, We'll Stay Together.
There you go. And when are they playing again, Steel?
Main stage Friday, 7:45.
Okay, so my next selection is a band that so this band is White Cowbell, Oklahoma, and if you ever have a chance to see these guys live, they put on an amazing live show. You'll be able to see them live this weekend at Opus at 10:15 p.m. But yeah, these guys put on a crazy live show. So and it's awesome. So go check them out at Opus at 10:15 at Koi Music Festival this weekend. But I'm gonna stop talking because I've ruined this lead into this song. So here's White Cowbell, Oklahoma. Put the South in your mouth. Here on 100.3 Sound FM, Mono y Mono.
Put the sound in your mouth, pretty baby.
That's right. You got to put the South in your mouth.
Pretty Lady.
Now, what we played there was the live version of that, obviously. Yeah. And
you'll be able to see them live.
Yeah, and if you're going to that, we were watching it right here. And
oh, man.
Be prepared for some fan participation.
Oh, yeah, some fan participation and some wily antics on stage.
Yeah.
Some shenanigans and maybe even some, I don't know.
Cowboy hats.
That's it.
Yeah.
That's the word I was looking for. So 10:15 at Opus. That's where you can check it. Wake up, Oklahoma!
All right. Nice. Now, again, when I'm looking through the list, now we're at the three-quarter pull here.
We
getting
are.
Right into it.
Yeah.
Now,
we're not messing around.
I'm looking through the list, and I'm just listening to a whole bunch of these, and I'm thinking, man, this is a good band, this is a good... And I'm having a hard time choosing
which ones
I'm going to play here on the Mono and Mono show.
I did too, man.
Another one that I'm going to get to, though, is I found it interesting, the song. Now, the band I'm talking about is Ice Nine Kills, and I was checking them out, and they had a really interesting song on their thing. It's an Adele cover.
Oh,
which
interesting.
I wasn't expecting going through these type of bands.
Sure.
And they had an Adele cover of her song, Someone Like You.
That's right.
Now, they play it quite differently, and this is quite a difficult song to kind of come by and play.
Yeah.
But they do a great job of this song, and I quite enjoy it.
I'm interested to hear it, because I haven't heard this yet.
I'm going to set it up as my three-quarter pull. Now, these guys are playing on the Saturday... So it's this weekend, Saturday the 15th, September 15th, at 1:45 at Capers.
Nice.
1:45 p.m.
Cool.
That's it. So we're going to get right into some Ice Nine Kills right here on Sound FM 100.3 with their song Somebody Like You.
Someone Like You.
Someone Like You right here on the Sound FM 100.3. Mono a Mono.
Settled.
All right, there it is. Some Ice Nine Kills with their Adele cover, Someone Like You. It was a damn good song. And if you are a dog lover, you should check out that video. What? It's true.
You should. Really, you should. Honestly, it was pretty... I really enjoyed that cover.
Yeah, the cover
that,
was awesome.
That is my second favorite cover of that song.
Yeah.
My first favorite being the Walk Off the Earth version. But, well, for various reasons, because I really liked their cover, and because my buddy was in the band.
Yeah.
But, no, that was a really cool cover, and, like, a really well-done video.
Yeah. Now, you're a dog person. Did you kind of...
I felt for that guy because nobody was letting him play with their dogs.
Yeah, they like pushed him away at the one point.
He just wanted to greet the dogs as he was going for his walk. He was obviously feeling pretty bad because his love interest found someone else, wouldn't talk to him, and so he was just, you know, going for a walk and seeking comfort by
dogs,
trying to pet some canine companions, and these dillweeds are not letting him pet their dogs. Like, who does that?
Now,
if someone walked up to my dog when I'm walking him and they wanted to pet him, I'd let them pet him.
That's what I was going to ask, yeah.
I don't know. I don't know what's wrong with people in this world.
Interesting.
What is wrong with this world when you won't let someone else pet your dog?
I don't know.
Like, I can see if your dog had a... Maybe that's why. Maybe these dogs had a history of violence.
Maybe.
I don't know. And they were protecting
the
person. They looked
like big dogs, yeah.
One was a basset hound. He wasn't very big.
I don't know dogs. They look big.
He was so small. Anyways, check out that video, Ice Nine Kills.
Yep.
Someone Like You.
If you like them, check them out at 145 Capers this Saturday. What do you got following?
Well, my next two, not that I'm cheating, because I'm not really cheating, but I opted to go with two headliners for my next two.
Ah.
Yeah. So... the first one being Silverstein.
Oh, yeah.
From Burlington, Ontario, Canada.
Uh-huh.
I quite enjoy these guys. These guys, I don't know, how many... a few years ago, anyways, really got put on the map. And, you know, are really, really put on a good show. So I'm going to play their Burning Hearts video. Well, I'm going to play the song. I get to watch the steel and I get to watch the video. You just get to listen to the music. But here we go. This is Silverstein. And you can check these guys out on the main stage at 8 p.m. And I want to say that is on...
Saturday, I believe.
Yeah. Because Ill Scarlet is the headliner on Friday.
Yeah.
Right. Okay, so this is Silverstein from Burlington, Ontario, Canada with Burning Hearts here on 100.3 Sound FM. This is the Mono e Mono Show.
Into my just can't.
is moving overhead. The wind is blowing back. We've been misled. And if my body makes it out, unscathed and safe from broken vows, a promise broken leaves me holding on. I just can't get a hold on why we always hurt the ones we love. The burning hearts still keep us strong. There you go.
Right.
There's Burning Hearts by Silverstein.
Right
here
there.
Here on 100.3 Man. Sound FM. Maui Mono! Yeah, there you go. Beat that, brother.
Main stage playing right there.
Main stage, 8 p.m. One of the headliners right there.
Wow.
Right there! Put it right there.
As if there wasn't enough reason to come down to Kitchener and go to the Koi Music Festival in our pre-mono show.
Yeah, go on.
We've given it right there another whole bunch of reasons. And now we're about to open the vault and get to the knockout punch reasons. Man, three reasons. But there's more reasons within those reasons.
Yes.
For people to go.
There's lots of reasons. And yeah. We are going to reason with you the reasons for the seasons.
It's cumulative.
Yes, cumulative even.
Cumulative. Yeah, that's cumulative what I'm trying even. To think and saying.
Yeah.
All right.
That's great.
Yeah, are you ready to open the vault?
I'm more than ready.
All right. Let's do it.
Ready?
Yeah.
Okay.
It is now time for the Knockout Punch!
Access granted.
Nice.
Yes.
We got in. All right. This next band, and I didn't even know about this ahead of time.
What, you didn't know? You didn't know what?
Well, I'm going to tell you what I didn't know about.
Okay.
But,
what you don't know, I can pretty much fit into the Grand Canyon. What? I have no idea what you're saying. I know who, yeah.
Okay, so this next band here. Now, you were talking about Walk Off the Earth. That's what I'm trying to think of. I couldn't think of their name for a second there. You were talking about Walk Off the Earth earlier.
Sure was.
And I had no idea. I don't know if you knew ahead of time, but when I came in here, I said that I was playing The Creep Show, and you knew that Sarah Blackwood from Walk Off the Earth used to be in The Creep Show.
Sure did know that.
See, and I didn't. I was going through a bunch of them, listening to a whole bunch of different bands, and I was listening to them, and I quite enjoyed them, and then I was reading a little bit more about them.
Yeah.
And they are in, she used to be in, The Creep Show.
I know. You thought I was lying, but I'm not. I speak the truth always. If my lips are moving, it means the truth is being told.
That's
I have a nickname.
Exactly right.
I have a nickname when I play basketball, and it's The Truth.
Yeah. So now, The Creep Show is playing on the main stage Saturday at 4:15. 4:15,
yes.
Main stage, right there. You got to check these guys out. I don't even think that... I don't know. Yeah.
What? You don't even think what?
I was going to say, I don't even think that there's a conflict of interest with any of the other bands that we've played, but...
4:15 on Saturday? I don't know.
I don't think so.
Let's see this list over. Maybe with the Organ Thieves.
Ah.
4 o'clock at Capers.
Damn it all.
Yeah. And Encourage My Love is 5:45, so... No, you'd be fine there.
Ah, The Creep Show. Anyways, playing at the main stage.
You got it. What you need to do is go to www.koimusicfestival.com, look at the schedule, and figure out... Map out your festival.
Yeah.
You can also, as Corey said... Download the app, which is available for iPhone, Android, and the BlackBerry. And then that will help you also with planning your festival.
Exactly. And that's what happens. When there's this many good bands, there's going to be two of them playing at the same time.
Yeah.
So.
Like, I've never been to a festival or a show where there's so many bands at the same time. So it'd be... very difficult. Like, I've been to Lollapalooza where you have maybe five bands playing at once it's across 3 days, so you kind of can space your time out a little bit more. But
yeah.
This is a lot of bands in a short period of time. You're going to be You're going to blow your minds.
Yeah. So, anyways, here is the Creep Show, and I'm going to play their song, The Garden. And again, 4:15 main stage Saturday, right here.
And this is from their debut album, Sell Your Soul, from 2006.
So here it is on Sound FM 100.3, Mono a Mono. There you have it, The Creep Show with their song The Garden right there on Sound FM 100.3. Mono a Mono, and again, they're playing 4:15 main stage Saturday.
Nice knockout right punch.
Thank you.
I quite like the video.
Yeah. You were saying that you were liking the video.
It's very good. It was visually stimulating. Okay. Now, I kind of led into, if you were listening at the end of the Straight Into the Pit punk rock radio, then you heard me talking about who I'm going to be playing for my knockout punch.
Ah.
Yes, former member of Propagandhi, current member of the Weaker Thans, but performing at Koi Music Festival solo, Mr. John K. Sampson, who we also chose on our show as one of the top Canadian vocalists.
That's right.
Male vocalists.
That's right.
We did that a few... A
couple weeks ago, back in Season 5.
Oh, Season 5. It seems so long ago that we were in Season 5.
I know, but it's really only Episode 2 of Season 6.
Yeah.
But you know what's weird?
What?
At the beginning of a lot of our seasons, there is possible downtime. Just something to think about.
Huh. I wonder if it's planned that way.
I don't know.
possibly. I guess our listening public will never know.
That's right.
Okay, so I'm going to get hustling here. I'm going to play When I Write My Master's Thesis, and because we only have 10 minutes or so until
Nightmare Radio
takes over the airwaves with DJ Insidious Sam. So here we go. This is John K. Sampson, and he is playing, he is headlining on Saturday at Chrysalids. It's an early show, or an early end to the show, so you'll have a time to check out John K. Sampson, and then you can go check out some of the other the bands later, because his set is on at 8 o'clock at Chrysalids. So it's a fairly early end to Chrysalids evening, but then, like I said, you can go and check out some other venues downtown and check out some other acts. So here we go. This is John K. Sampson with When I Write My Master's Thesis here on 100.3 Sound FM. Mono way, mono, ladies.
Oh, the streets, Grand Theft Auto, San Andreas, filled with smoke. Master's thesis.